Well, joining us to discuss this a bit further from via Skype is a radio host and writer, Stephen Lendman from Chicago. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Lendman. Now, let's take a look at Netanyahu's remarks. First of all, he's criticized countries that participated in the latest NAM summit for not leaving the venue when Iran's leader lashed out against Israel. Israel's rhetoric has been up and about before the summit, during the summit, and now in the aftermath of the summit. What is Israel so angry about?
Well, what it really shows is I have written so much about Netanyahu. He wears his feelings on his sleeve. If the NAM summit didn't mean very much, Netanyahu would have ignored it. Instead, he instructed all of his ambassadors in every NAM country to pressure the leaders of those countries not to attend. I'm certain that Washington did exactly the same thing. And look what they did. They ignored both countries and they came. They thumbed their nose at Netanyahu and Obama and they came. And it was a glorious event. It was an important event. Iran gained great prestige from the event, and it showed that countries of the world, they may go along with Israel and America on a lot of things, but it shows a crack in the dike, I think. It shows that countries will stand up once in a while and do what they feel they should do. So 27 presidents showed up in Tehran, many prime ministers and foreign ministers and other ministers, and two kings. Even Saudi Arabia, the king of Saudi Arabia, Abdullah, sent his son to come. Bahrain sent one of the royal family members, I forget which one. Two countries not exactly on the best of terms with Iran. And it was a marvelous event. It was an historic event. At least in the last few decades, it was the most important NAM event held. Incredible, absolutely incredible. And I emphasize that if it didn't mean something, then Netanyahu never would have said a word.
Well, speaking of which, what does it mean for Israel? The NAM summit ended with showing support for Iran's nuclear energy program and rejecting unilateral U.S. sanctions against Tehran. How does this play out for Israel?
Well, I hope it's a crack in the dike, because these are very important principles. The key is putting principles stated into policy. But again, NAM supported national sovereignty. It supported Syrian national sovereignty. President Morsi of Egypt criticized Syria. I thought his comments were totally out of place, but he also expressed solidarity with Iran. Ban Ki-moon showed up for the first time in Iran. An Egyptian president, Morsi, the first Egyptian president to come since the 1979 revolution. These are very, very important things. And again, the principles that were agreed on, national sovereignty, the right of Iran to have a peaceful nuclear program, like dozens of other countries, and only Iran is beaten up on. Why? Iran isn't doing anything different from all these other countries. Nobody says anything about them. The NAM countries, all of the ones that showed up, 120 or so, over 100 showed up, I don't know the precise number, over 100, they showed solidarity with Iran's legal right. Absolutely.
Right.
They waged a campaign for peace. This is what Iran believes in. It wants a global agenda for peace. It wants imperial wars ended, and that was in the final summit statement. One glorious principle after another enunciated, and these go against the agendas of Israel and Washington, and that's why they're so up in arms, and that's why both countries, because they failed so badly, they came away with black eyes.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm afraid we have run out of time. That was writer and radio host Stephen Lendman there joining us via Skype from Chicago. Mr. Lendman, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.